Today's episode of Young and Happy is brought to you by the Dollar Shave Club. The Dollar Shave Club. For a limited time, new members get their first month off the Executive Razor with a tube of the Dr. Carver Shave Butter for only $5 with free shipping. After that, razors are just a few bucks a month. That's a $15 value for only $5. And in your first month, you can get an awesome, weighty handle and a full cassette of four cartridges and a tube of the Shave Butter. And after your first month, replacement cartridges ship automatically at the regular price. There are no hidden fees and no commitments. Cancel any time you like. Dollar Shave Club is a smarter choice. It's a great shave at a great price. It's convenient. It's an awesome life hack. And when I use my DSC Executive Razor with the Dr. Carver Shave Butter, the blade just gently glides, giving me such a smooth shave.
Wow.
That's, once again, no hidden fees, no commitments. Cancel any time you like. Kind of how you treated fatherhood. You can only get this offer exclusively at dollarshaveclub.com/yah. That's dollarshaveclub/yah. Young and happy.
I'm just trying to make things more fun and more interactive.
Glad from a wow way, maybe.
Did I express myself? Did I let my light shine through?
You can do anything you put your mind to. Never give up on your dreams.
I'm living for the moment.
Every day, Saturday, and every day I feel good.
And I'm going to win, and I'm going to be happy, and I'm going to be blessed.
Happy. I'm happy every day. Love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
This is Young and Happy. Sing it if you know it. Sing it if you know it. Yo, boy, it's the weekend again.
It's the weekend. Yo, you know what's crazy about last weekend?
What?
It lasted super long.
It kind of feels like it's lingering still.
Yeah, it feels almost like last weekend just translated directly into this weekend.
Yeah, it's bled. It's bleeding into the other. It's like a tie-dye.
You're not talking into your mic again.
You're not talking into my mic.
This is a reoccurring. I'm not. This is a reoccurring problem. Like, on the show, like, there's some reoccurring themes, reoccurring headlines. Like, we talk about Mike the Bike as the theme.
Right.
Every day we do the media takeout headline of the day that's maybe not true, but it's good for the show.
You talk about Lil Wayne a lot.
Yeah. You don't talk into your mic a lot, which makes it hard for Producer Ben, right? Producer Ben, am I speaking facts?
A lot of facts.
Can you hit me with a facts sound effect? Today on the show,
Can we also talk about the problem that you just don't wear headphones?
That's also a problem.
Wow.
Both are problems.
As
you guys
want to
focus on the negative today? We're going into the weekend. We got a bunch of people excited for the weekend. We have a lot of good stuff on the show today. We have Bob Dylan. We have Carly Rae Jepsen. We have Lil Wayne. We have BB Rexha, if that's how you pronounce that. We got Drake's sister, or lack thereof. We have the winner of the Mike the Bike Lesson Contest. And we got a weekend update going into your weekend. Mike the Bike. He's in the building. It's about 100 degrees in here, 105 degrees in here. Roan's in the building.
We're getting a sweat. We're getting a little schwitz.
Yep. Producer Ben's in the building.
He is sweating through his socks right now. Producer Ben's socks are saturated right now. It's a slip and slide in here.
Well, how hot does it have to be before your socks start sweating? I feel like it don't have to be that hot.
I've never measured it. I'm not sure. It's really hot in here, though.
All right. Which is a good sign going into the weekend.
His socks are drenched. There's sweat on the outside of them. They look like a cup of milk that just got taken out of the refrigerator.
Yep.
Old sweaty socks.
I was trying to visualize that. I couldn't visualize it.
First, a sweating glass of milk.
A little condensation joke.
Yeah, condensation. Is that too dense for it? Just, you know, if you.
Bob Dylan, Carly Rae Jepsen, and more highlighting the Montreal International Jazz Festival.
Yeah, how about that?
Carly Rae Jepsen, famous for her song. Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy,
but here's my number, so call me maybe. I just met you.
Call me maybe.
And this is crazy.
Call me this, let me for a second.
But here's my number. Yo, that was a fucking...
Talk about Song of the Summer. Like, I still don't know what the Song of the Summer is for this summer. I feel like nothing's established itself as a clear-cut winner. That was a song of, like, three summers in a row.
It still might be the Song of the Summer.
You think, should we declare Carly Rae Jepsen's
Call Me Maybe
as a song of the
song
summer?
Song of 2017 summer.
Wow. Air horn that.
That's huge. And she and Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan, famous for, he's like a folk singer a long time ago.
knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Yeah, that guy's old. Seems like he's almost knocking on heaven's door.
He is the inspiration to Steve Jobs. So, like, without Bob Dylan, is there an iPhone? Without Bob Dylan, can you listen to the podcast app, Young and Happy?
Man, that guy really came in like a hurricane to the world, and it seems as if he's still living like a Rolling Stone because he's headlining jazz festivals.
Yeah, so Bob Dylan and Carly Rae Jepsen are at the Montreal International Jazz Festival. It begs the question.
Oh, it's in Montreal?
Yeah.
That makes sense. Perfect sense. What do you know about Montreal?
Nothing.
All right, so I only stopped through Montreal once flying through, but I found the guy.
I know that Glennie Balls gets Nuru massages there.
Okay. Well, I haven't experienced the Nuru massages,
okay. But
I was flying through Montreal, and I got stopped by someone at the border who was very rude about my passport having a page ripped out of it, and he almost didn't let me into Canada, and he was a very mean person, and I feel like that's how people are in Montreal. They're rude, they like jazz, they're snobby. He also only had three fingers on his hand, so I figured that might be why he's rude.
This is not even jazz. Like, they're trying to appropriate other types of music into jazz. Just because you guys can't book a jazz artist doesn't mean you can book Bob Dylan and Carly Rae, who's got the Song of the Summer, and say that they're jazz.
This is
cultural appropriation at its finest.
I think that's fair. I don't think that Bob Dylan should be classified as jazz. That's Kenny G's domain.
They can't book. They don't have that type of money.
They don't have
sax money.
How do you think people talk at that jazz festival?
What do you mean?
Like, how do they talk
to
each other?
They're probably respectful and don't.
No one talks?
Not during jazz.
Really?
No, man.
It's just dead silence?
The only type of jazz you can talk through is Utah jazz, now that my boy's gone.
Yeah, but Donovan Mitchell looks good, though.
Speaking of Canadians who like to appropriate culture, Drake is a part of our media takeout.
I mean, no. He doesn't like to appropriate culture.
I'm actually a huge Drake fan.
Me too.
Drake, that was for the segue, bro.
Yeah, thank you.
So, Drake.
Good scrub.
The media takeout headline of the day that might not be true, but it's good for the show.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Very interesting.
This is very interesting. I know Caleb likes to wake up and be woke about things, but let's just say that the sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and he is awake on this.
Media takeout exclusive picks. We have picks of rapper Drake's sister, and she's even prettier, .. than he is. Parentheses. Picks of Drizzy's nieces, too.
But what happens? Well, so did you click on it? What happens when you click on it?
I clicked on this headline. I thought it was a pretty juicy headline.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even know Drake had a sister. Or nieces. This article has been removed.
What the fuck?
By Media Takeout.
What the shit? Are you freaking with me?
Media Takeout? This is the pussification of Media Takeout.
They've fallen to Drake's whim.
You think Drake went on Media Takeout and was like, yo, you guys have to take this down?
Well, did you read
it cast him in a bad light?
Did you get to see the article
at all?
No,
it's removed.
All right, so I am on Media Takeout every couple minutes. And so I saw the article when it originally came out before it got removed. And a lot of the stuff in the article was kind of suggesting that Drake has never met his nephew and that his sister barely even knows him and that he's never even around a lot. So she might have been spreading some salacious rumors to try and get a little bit of that Drake cake, a little bit of that quiche, a little bit of that 21 skadoosh that Drake has and the pile of money that he's sitting on. And maybe they wouldn't have it. They wouldn't stand for that over at Takeout.
I mean, like, okay, you're Drake. You're staying at the Calabasas Castle. You got the pool. Odell Beckham's dancing on the side of it. Michael Phelps probably swimming in it.
With the shark chasing after him.
Okay, so why would you go visit your sister? Why wouldn't the sister just come visit Drake? Why is she complaining that he hasn't come to her house? Why don't you go to his house?
What if she has a sweeter house than him?
Right, because women in 2017 are super out here. And that was our daily reminder.
Damn, you stuck with the times on that one.
You never know. That I always like to remember that even though you could be like one of the richest rappers, period.
You never know what a female's doing these days.
Your sister might,
she's likely to be
quote
a CEO.
Drake, might be up to something. I'm not even sure if that was Drake, but I'm pretty sure it's been said at some point in rap. Jump in,
them boys up to something. She is likely to be the head of a Fortune 500 company if she's your sister. If she's a female, there's a better chance
that
she's...
Chances are better than not.
Yeah, of course.
Also in the news today, we got a great headline.
Okay. You want to hear
this?
This
is our headliner. This is headlining the show.
This is the headliner of the show.
For today's Young and Happy.
Okay.
What is it off of? Bossip?
This is off of Bossip. So I like me to take out. I also like Bossip. It's where bosses gossip.
That's what it stands for?
I think so. It's got to be.
Thanks.
Where?
Did you know that Mike the Bike emails the head people at Bossip and reports back on like what we're doing on our show so they can write bad headlines about us?
I mean, anything that gets us in the news, I'm not mad about any kind of press.
Especially if they can write a headline like this.
Good work, Mike the Bike. Thank you. So this is the headline. T.I. is getting maliciously massacred for meandering into Rob's messy matrimonial melodrama. Folks, that's six M's.
That's what we like to call alliteration on our podcast.
Rick Ross is so proud of himself because he's got Maybach Music with two M's.
Maybach Music.
This guy on Bossip's headlining staff just put six M's back to back to back to back. Unbelievable stuff.
In a true story. So that begs the question, do you want to just try to make up a story right now, but you just have to do a headline and see if you can outdo his?
With M's?
Doesn't matter.
Okay.
You just got to make up a headline.
Multiple Minutemen marauded maliciously. Oh, they use maliciously. Marauded malevolently through minefields, mining mangoes, and mice. Bitch. You like that? How many M's was that, son?
Count
I must have
up.
Just dropped about a baker's dozen of M's on him.
All right, let me try.
Hit me with some M's.
Okay. Did you say Minutemen to start yours?
Yeah, I said Minutemen.
Okay.
What are you just going to pull? You think you just thought of Minutemen?
It's on the top of my head. I might just like use all of yours because I'm just thinking things on top of my head. Okay.
It's tough when you've heard a bunch of M's.
Mano might massacre many Minnesotans with his new song called Minutemen. Minutemen marauding through the border.
You better quit. Yo, I think I won. I think you lost Steve at the end there.
Yeah, takes a note there once
you
a while.
Started off strong, and once you pivoted to his song being called that, yo, Mike, can you give us a one-word headline that starts with M?
One word.
M&M's.
Damn.
Not even sure if that qualified. Okay.
You have one task to do.
Yo, speaking of Mike the Bike, we got some lessons for you. Our listeners, who shall not be named out of respect for their identities, they wrote in some lessons for you on our iTunes reviews. They left 5 stars, and they wrote some lessons in for you. We're going to be talking about that as soon as we break down this new portion. This is a new segment.
Right. It's about time that we start getting into the game of critically giving feedback on music and not only giving you the music to listen to, but maybe explaining why we enjoy a song, and I think this is a good way to do it.
Should we bring in the guys from Savant to do this?
I think we should.
So joining us are the guys from Savant to break down BB Rexha's new song, The Way I Are, featuring Lil Wayne.
This is going to be Craig and Terry from Savant.
Right. Thanks, Craig.
Sure enough, Terry.
So this is... I'm just going to play a little bit of this for you. I just want to dance with somebody. 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 Somebody dance with this girl!
Yo! Can my girl get someone to dance with, please?
Anybody who can dance...
She's not being picky over here. She doesn't have... You don't have to be tall, dark, and handsome. You don't have to have a great credit score or $1 million or a Lexus.
Somebody dance with BB Rexha.
Please, someone just dance with her.
What is she doing wrong?
I feel like she's a cool name. She's good music going on. She's love the drums. Sounds great. Sounds fantastic. It's uplifting. But damn,
no one was why maybe she just girls. This is advice to all girls. You're not gonna get danced with if you're dancing with your other girlfriends. You gotta be lone dog, lone wolf, raw dogging.
You think that's the only way for
you
girls?
You gotta be hot dogging on the dance floor.
What if
you want a hot mouth on the dance floor? You got a hot dog on the dance floor by yourself.
That's a great mantra. I think we put that on a coaster and call it a day. But what if a girl's just dancing with one friend?
That's fine, but you obviously it's not working for BB. So
yeah.
It makes me think that she's dancing with multiple girls.
Maybe, but she just said somebody.
Or maybe she's got guy friends. Another good way not to get danced with, come with guy friends.
She's not, but she just wants to dance with somebody. I don't think anyone's dancing with her. I think that when she goes to a portion of the dance floor, people flood away from her like she's an outward-facing magnet. I feel like people are just scared of her presence.
Somebody dance with this girl. At least she featured Lil Wayne.
That's a good look.
See what he's got going on. I just want to dance with somebody, but I could never ever dance like Bobby. You could dance, I'ma wash your body. I didn't want to stand right behind it. Lil Wayne.
Did he say, I'ma watch your body or wash your body?
I'm 100% sure that he meant to say, watch your body, Craig. But as Terry, he definitely said, wash your body.
Wow.
This is a classic case of just because you meant it doesn't mean you said it.
So Lil Wayne is going to be doing some scrubbing down.
Body wash.
He doesn't want to dance with her. He's just going to wash her. He's going to bathe her.
Are we woke on this that he might just be promoting a new body wash?
I wonder what Lil Wayne's body wash would be called.
A Millie?
Miss Katie.
I'm a gangster, Miss Katie.
Then did he also say, I want to dance like Bobby?
Yeah.
What is that? That's the person who we're holding up as our dancer? That's the dancer of the day?
I mean, what Bobby is he talking about?
He could have been like, I want to dance like Jabberwockies. That would have run. And that's a better dancer today. We're talking about fucking Bobby Brown still?
Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown's the dance god.
Yeah, I don't buy it, Lil Wayne.
Well, Lil Wayne can't dance like Bobby, so instead he's just going to use the Miss Katie body wash.
Oh, man.
Good song, though.
It's
somebody
a great
dance
song.
To these people. These people cannot dance.
These people need to be danced with. And that's unfair.
Hey, it's Jerry Seinfeld. I'm a dumb fuck, and you're listening to Young and Happy.
Mattresses, mattresses, mattresses. Today's episode is brought to you by our friends at Lisa Sleep. Lisa is an innovative mattress company, and more importantly, Larry 2's sponsor, RIP, who has completely improved that dreaded old mattress buying experience. All right, so we're using
Larry.
Larry, too. Let's prop him up to sell mattresses. That seems fair.
Yeah.
To a dead person.
They could probably fit a million dead goldfish on one of their mattresses, and they'd all be comfortable.
No one wants to spend hours visiting those awkward showrooms where you're forced to spend thousands of dollars on subpar mattresses.
Especially a goldfish.
Lisa has changed the game, so you can now enjoy the comfort of a luxury mattress at a fraction of the price. The Lisa mattress starts at just $525. It's quickly and conveniently ordered online, made to order, and shipped compressed in a box to your door within days. Unboxing the mattress, which is half the fun, took me less than 5 minutes. Not so sure about ordering online? Lisa provides a 100-night risk-free trial along with shipping, so that you can properly try out the mattress.
Wow.
In the comfort of your own home.
Good. I don't want to have to try my mattress in front of other people.
With over 10,000 five-star customer reviews, you can trust that this mattress is the right pick. Go to Lisa.
10,005?
10,005. There's five-star reviews of 10,000 of them.
10,005 seems like a very specific number.
Lessons. Go to lisa.com/barstool today to receive an exclusive $100 off the Lisa mattress just for you stoolies out there. It's lisa.com/barstool. All right, Mike the Bike, speaking of 10,000 good reviews, we got reviews for you. And what they did, our iTunes reviewers, they left you life lessons that you need to learn during your summer internship here with Young and Happy and Barstool Sports. So
I have four that I pulled aside that I left.
I picked the winner.
Okay, didn't you have a couple others too?
I picked one that I thought was funny and then two ones that I liked.
Okay, two that you liked, one that you thought was funny. Mike, how many do you have?
Three.
All right, wow. So I have four, so why don't I go first?
Okay.
And we'll end with you, Caleb.
Okay.
All right, the first one that I had that I liked was Mike the Bike. Always remember that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, but If you wake up at lunchtime, then that's the most important meal of the day.
It's a good lesson.
That was by Kieran Eales. It's a good lesson. What do you think of that lesson?
You don't
Mike?
Really seem like you're taking it in. Do you need him to read it again?
Lesson learned.
All right, so you be one now, Mike. Talking to your mic.
Are we naming the listeners?
Yes. But these are the listeners that should not be named. But yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay, this is by Ace in the Hole 69. Don't let someone else brush paint you.
Wow.
Don't let someone else's brush paint
you.
Yeah.
Mike, I had the same one.
Nice.
I read that to him yesterday, and he said, isn't that what you're trying to do to me, though?
Don't let it happen, Mike.
Don't let it happen.
Don't let Ben's brush paint you.
All right, so I got one from Chad, Connor, Kyle, Luke.
Pick a name, bro.
And his says Mike the Bike, and it just has a bunch of like Japanese symbols.
Caleb,
it's Chinese characters.
I picked that one too.
What does it say, Mike? Tell him what it says.
The first character is dog, so I'm just gonna leave it like that.
Wait, do you know what that says?
Only the first character, and it's dog.
So
and I'm assume it's racist.
So will you tell me that one of these characters means an entire word?
No, the first character is dog.
But, yeah, so like that one character means dog.
Well, it's...
Is this Mandarin?
It's Mandarin.
It's 8 characters long, so it's an 8-word sentence. True?
But I assume it's
maybe
like...
Maybe it's many Minutemen marched massively masquerading...
No, the first word's dog.
Oh, crap.
What do you think? It's, you think they're being racist, Mike?
There's a word dog in it. There's a word no in it.
You're Taiwanese, right?
Yeah, but I speak Mandarin too.
Shout out to my guy. No, you don't. You can't even read this.
The first word's dog.
Okay,
like,
I speak Spanish.
How do you say it?
Mi amo.
Go.
Mi amo dogo.
Go.
Go.
All right. Ron, you're up, buddy.
All right. Well, my two have been taken, so...
You don't have to pick a new one if it's taken.
This is my last one. Okay. So this one is, don't sweat the petty things. And don't pet the sweaty things.
We're talking about Ben's feet here.
That's right. We are talking about Ben's soaking wet socks that look like he just dipped them into the Atlantic Ocean for about 45 years. Did you catch that lesson?
Yes. I will never touch Ben's socks.
Who did that one?
And that one was by BungeeCord93. So
nice.
Very nice advice.
Listeners shall not be named. Go ahead, Mike Bike. You got one?
All right, this is from EI11111.
How many ones?
4 ones. He said...
So you just said 5.
My bad. All right.
So is it 4 or 5?
It's 4 ones.
Make up your mind, dude.
EI1111.
Okay.
All right, and he said...
Good job.
Pause before you speak, Michael. As wise men talk because they have something to say. Fools talk because they have to say something.
Wow.
Lesson learned. I got one from...
Did you learn your lesson, Mike?
Duly noted.
Ah, but you didn't really pause that much there.
And also, duly noted, I'm not sure that you used that correctly. This is from John Strom. Mike the Bike is a man of presence. His essence is pleasant. Makes me feel like I'm receiving presents. John, you didn't understand at all what we were trying to do here, but good Lord, was that a good comment. I hadn't read that.
Rhyming words.
I mean, you didn't get it.
Those words really sing off the tongue.
You didn't get what we were asking you to do.
No,
but
that is incorrect.
Mike the Bike is a man of presence. His essence is pleasant. Makes me feel like I'm receiving presents. Had to read that.
Yeah. It's just a fun sentence to say.
Just because I want to say it selfishly.
It's a good ride. It's a good ride to ride.
All right, so can I declare the winner then? I have what I think is the winner.
Okay.
This is by John G. Kelly.
Wow, is that John Kelly?
It's John Kelly.
What if John Kelly? Our cameraman John Kelly is just sitting next to Mike the Bike and giving him advice, not directly, but through our iTunes suggestions.
This guy's got it really figured out, because what he did here is he complimented us first to make sure we read it. This is like Trump, how they have to put his name in all his memos so he'll read them. He sent a nice comment, so I would definitely... He hooked me with that, and then he had some great advice, too. John G. Kelly says, as the winner of this contest, Caleb, Roan, and producer Ben, I love the podcast. The happy bursts get me through my morning commute. Mike the bike. The early bird may get the worm, but it's the second mouse that gets the cheese. Do you know what that means?
So should I be the mouse or the bird?
Both, dude.
Both. Be a bird mouse, a flater mouse, be a bat. We want you to be Batman.
Do you know what he's saying? Do you know, do you get what he's saying?
If I want, it depends if I want the worm or the cheese.
You can have the worm and the cheese, bro.
I don't know how can I be a bird or a mouse at the same time.
I mean, how are you going to actually be a bird in the first place, let alone a mouse and a bird?
You have to wonder what happens to the first mouse.
The first mouse, what happens to it? Why doesn't it get the cheese?
Because he got the worm?
That's lessons... Lesson learned. By
lesson
Mike
learned.
Yo, John G. Kelly, tweet us in at your at Young and Happy or Instagram message us in.
I think he works
here. If it's not, well, I'll figure out. We'll get you a shirt.
John, we're about to hand you a T-shirt. So
hand you a T-shirt. Yeah, get us your address and your size. And lastly, to send you to the weekend, we got a weekend update, or should I say, weekend update?
Weekend. We can't say the E because weekend update is already a thing. So this is weekend update,
and this is actually where we just read some of the weekend's tweets.
All right, hit it.
Interestingly enough, on July 1, the weekend said cancel all vacations to the tune of 7,000 retweets and 26,000 favorites.
What the fuck? Why would he want to do that?
So cancel all your vacations.
This one also says, "Wow." And has a lightning bolt next to it to the tune of 22,000 favorites.
He said on July 1 here and posted a picture. And it got 6,900. Nice. Retweets.
He put a picture of a shocked face and hashtag MTL, which stands for Montreal, which is clearly the home of three-fingered, rude security personnel at airports.
He's a motherfucking Starboy.
He also loves this new Alien series. David has the potential to be one of the great villains of our time. Wow. The weekend.
All right, so that was a weekend update. You guys, have a good weekend. Young and Happy, we have some new stuff for you next week. We kind of thought this week was like a short week, so we didn't want to force it, feed it down your throats. We got some new cool stuff next week.
We're going to be rebranding a lot of the interns in here. We did such a good job with Mike the Bike that we're going to take on the challenge of branding a bunch of interns.
Yeah, feel like some of the other shows haven't been successful with their interns, so we're going to try to help them. We also, next Thursday, we're going to do an artist profile. We'll save who it is, or we'll say now?
On Monday, we'll say who it is. But
okay, on Monday, we'll let you know. We're going to be doing the full show is going to be an artist profile. We're going to literally break down the artist.
We also have another screenplay by Walker.
We have another screenplay by Walker next week. We also have a new Savant. The guys, Terry and Craig, thanks for coming on, guys, of Savant. There's a new video next week. And if you didn't catch it, we didn't even talk about it, but Sway Lee, he really enjoyed our first breakdown of his song.
He gets that we get it.
I get that he gets that we get it.
Yep, absolutely.
So shout out to Sway Lee for interacting with us on Twitter, as should y'all, and Instagram at Young and Happy. Have a great weekend. They said it couldn't be forever, wouldn't be forever. The grind ain't enough, you gotta mix it with the lover. The grind ain't enough, you gotta mix it with the hate. When it's all over, what would I say? Forever in a day, 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 day. Forever in a day, 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 day. Forever in a day, 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 day. Forever in a day. Watch what I say. My mama said, what's up, bitch? How you feel? I dedicate this to them haters that's in my grill. Them doubters and them non-believers that said I would. And them A&Rs when I spit them bars that said I could. And them bruised balls that wasn't fucking, I was broke. Now they squeeze vibes to the VI so I can jump down they throat. I put it on the line and do what I love with the boy of all have hope. That it was meant for me and it was meant to be and it'll pay off like it's supposed. Shit, they said it couldn't be forever, wouldn't be forever. The grain ain't enough. Forever in a day, 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 forever.
cuz, like a ride of feet. My money straight, like Pilates beat. If you never been to the top, it's something that you gotta see. Somewhere that you gotta be. I never dealt with the lane. Knock on wood, but I'm hella good in this candy paint. No time to waste, keep my pace forever still. Worry about you and how you live. I did it big, I heard they feelin'. They said it couldn't be forever, wouldn't be forever. The grain ain't enough, you gotta mix it with the lover. The grind ain't enough, you gotta mix it with the hate. When it's all over, what would I say? Forever in a day, 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 day. Forever in a day, 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 day. Forever in a day, 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 day. Dedicate this third verse to all the candy coders and the slab riders. Record breakers that did mad favors when they knew. No one ever heard about us and them player pimps. Chevy donks that crank the thong to the trunk beat. Crawl slow up on a bad broad that jump in cause she fuck with me. In the hood selling CD cause they show love at the mom and pop till I sold them all. Even when my buzz was small, it still Joe the cop. Fact remains that I'm still the same and I never change the sales. So I ain't tripping on mainstream cause love from the underground. They best for us.
Wouldn't be forever.
Nah, that's
your grain ain't enough, you gotta mix it with the lover. Your grind ain't enough, you gotta mix it with the hate. When it's all over, what would I say? Forever in a day, 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 day. Forever in a day, 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 day. Forever in a day, 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 day. Forever in a day, what would I say? Forever in a day.
Let's go.
Hi, this is Spike Persons from Spike's Car Radio. Here we are again on the porch in Malibu, and I'm here with the great Jeremy Piven. I'm a huge fan of him and his doggie. Is your doggie's name Frenchie?
Bubba.
Bubba. Well, yes. It says Frenchie on the collar.
I know. He forgets who he is, what kind of dog he is. You know, it's like we could just have a little something that says Jew, right? So we remember, this is what I am.
I don't know. I'm not going to call a dog a Jew. I can't.
They did.
Well, we've taken a serious turn here on the podcast. Listen now on podcastone.com, Apple Podcasts, or the Podcast One app.